trained all devotees and very nicely developed that project. Maharaj, recently we were in Ujjain in October for 4 days. We visited. We were there for 4 days. Krishna Kishore Prabhu made all arrangements. We stayed for 4 days. We got lectures by Prem Bhakti Prabhu and then Rasikanand Prabhu, Arunakshi Prabhu, all of them gave classes. It was our misfortune. We could not get your and Bhakti Charu Maharaj Association. But it was very nice experience for all the devotees. They were very much inspired by Vaishnava qualities and epitome of Vaishnava culture which is there in the temple. Very much inspiring, and Arunaksha Prabhu's special Mahaprasad after every program. That was also very nice. Radhikaran Prabhu gave a nice class on Haridas Thakur passing away. And Prema Bhakti Prabhu gave whole history of ISKCON project and how it got developed and how you and His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj worked very hard and developed that project. It was very nice. 4 days we could not understand. We were feeling not to leave the place. Devotees were telling, when are you coming again to this place? It was very nice. So we could see that it was all your training and guidance to all those devotees, and the way they were expressing so much gratitude to Bhakti Charu Maharaj and yourself. So we were very much inspired saying that by the devotees Maharaj has preached and guided, we can understand the depth and advancement which they are carrying in their heart and going ahead in Krishna consciousness. We are very happy Maharaj has come here third time, I think. 2 times before he had come. Well, Karnai Thakur wanted to be here, but he had to go to Nasik. So he said, after program, you give me a call, I'll speak to Maharaj. So I'll make the call. So we're very happy that Maharaj is here. Let us hear from his
friend. Yeah.
Ah, this place. You had come before 2 times. Last year once, and before that once, Maharaj, you came. So very happy to have Maharaj. Let us welcome Maharaj by loudly chanting 3 times. His Holiness Bhakti Prem Swami Maharaj Ki
Jai. Hare Krishna. Let's hear something new, huh? Want to call in again? Give me this. Take this.
Vivo!
Vivo!
Please, Mr. Udanga.
Yes, sir.
Jayo jayo si chaitanpo chaitanya potito pavon. Jayo jayo
si chaitanya potito pavon.
Jayo jayo si chaitanya potito pavon.
Jayo
nitananda prabhu anatho taron. Jaya Jaya Chaita Chandra Kiparo Shaga.
Jaya Jaya Chaita Chandra Kiparo
Shaga. Jaya Jaya Chaita Chandra Kiparo Shaga.
Jaya Jaya Chaita Chandra Kiparo Shaga.
Jaya Rupa Sanatana Jaya Gadadhar. Jiva Gopala Bhatta Raghunath Dai. Jaya Braja Dhamma Vashi Vishnavani Chai. Jaya Jaya Nabodhi Pashi Jaya Jaya Nabodhi Pobashi Bhaktogan Sabe Mili Kripa More Karo Bicharam Nikhila Vaishnava Jana Daya Prakashya Sijanava Pade More Rakho Taniya Ami to Durvaga Yoti Vaishnava Nachini More Kripa Kori Vena Vaishnava Yapani Shri Guru Charane More Bhakti Karo Dai Ji Charane Bale Pai Tattro Sandhan Brahmana Sakale Kori Kripa Moro Prati Vaishnava Charane Mare Deho Dhiro Mati Uccha Nicha Sarvaji Charane Saran Laila Mami Dina Hina Yakin Chan Sakale Koriya Kripa Deho Mare Bhai Vaishnave Koruna Ei Granthero Yada Are Vaishnave Koruna Ei Granthero Yada Granta Dara Vaishnava Janero Kripa Pai Vaishnava Kripa Krishna Lava Hai Hai Vaishnava Vimukha Jare Tahara Jiva Nirarthak Jana Bhai Prasiddha Vachan Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. जगत कृष्ण भोपात की श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन चंद्र की पतित पावन गुणिताय की सावित गौर भक्त वृंदा की गौर प्रमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे श्रीचैतन्यमनाभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति शपथमिति वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् स्वादैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तो स्वामिनामिनि नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशरणवादी पश्चात्पदशतारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानु सुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। आई फील माई सेल्फ ग्रेटली फॉर्चुनेट दैट प्रभुपाद हैज मर्सीफुली कनेक्टेड मी दिस वंडरफुल ऑर्गेनाइजेशन where the devotees like you are showering their mercy unto me. He also, where indirect to him, he has also connected us with our previous acharyas. We should feel proud to be connected that type of great heritage. Like Goswamis, Shara Goswamis. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So today we will try to explain one book written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. The book is called Kalyan Kalpataru. I think you have heard the name. By Prabhupada's mercy, we come across this type of hidden spiritual treasure. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur, especially these two Vaishnava acharyas, has given us Vaishnava philosophy in a very simplest way in the form of Bengali song. Is it very difficult to explain philosophy, especially Vaishnava philosophy? And it is more difficult when one should explain in poetry form. But we are so fortunate, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has not given only in Bengali, he has given in Sanskrit and also English also. So one of his great contribution in the question of society is Kalyan Kalpataru, one book. We can see the humility of great acharyas. We cannot imagine how people become humble like that. Artificially one cannot become like that. It should come from heart. The book is called Kalyan Kalpataru. Kalyan means welfare, auspicious, Kalyankari karma, welfare activity. Kalpa means desire. Kalpataru means desire tree. This Kalpataru is auspicious. Like some desire may be detrimental for our life. No? All desire are not good. But this desire tree, before explaining that, we can see his humility, how he is begging mercy. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Patita Pavan Jaya Nityananda Prabhu Adhama Taran. Why is saying? If we say, oh, Dr. Babu, what does it mean? What does it mean? Who says like that? That means he is sick. Is someone, oh, Dr. Babu, that means he is sick. If you are not sick, you will not address Dr. in Sasa. So here, Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Patit Pavan. Why he is addressing Chaitanya as Patit Pavan? Because he is considering he is a Patit. That is why he needs Patit Pavan. Jaya Nityananda Prabhu Adhama Taran. Adhama Taran means deliverer of the fallen. Adhama Taran. Jaya Jaya Adaita Chandra Kripar Sagar. Adaita Acharya is the Ocean of Mercy. Jaya Rupa Sanatan Jaya Gadadhar. All glory to Sanatan Rup and Gadadhar Pandit. Srijiv Gopal Bhatta Raghunatha Doy to Raghunath. Jaya Braja Dhamavasi Vaishnava Nichay. Nichay means plural number. Vaishnava Nichay means all the Vaishnavas. Jaya Braja Dhamavasi. Those are residing, the Vaishnavas in the Vrindavan. I want to glorify all them. Jaya Jaya Navadvipa Vasi Bhaktagan. All the residents of Vrindavan, Navadvip. Shabe Mili Kripamore Karo Vitaran. Shabe Mili. I am so fallen. One devotee's mercy is not enough for me. I need. Like if someone a patient in the hospital, one doctor is treating, but he is so critical, needs some medical board to diagnose him, to treat him. So my condition is like that. One doctor is not enough for me. Shabi mili, or collectively, kindly shower your mercy. Jaya Jaya Navadvipa Vasi Bhakta Gan Shabi Mili Kripamare Karo Vitaran. Nikhila Vaishnav Jano Daya Prakashiya Sri Jannava Padimore Rakho Taniya. Nikhil Athar? Nikhil Athar? Okhil, Nikhil means all, whole. Nikhil and Nikhil, another is earth also. Nikhil Brahmanda means whole world. So Nikhil Vaishnav Jan means all Vaishnavas. Daya Prakashya, by showing your mercy, Sri Jannava Padimore Rakho Taniya. I am not interested to take shelter of the pure devotee. So you should forcefully keep me. And to the lotus feet of Mother Jahnava. Who is Jahnava? Eternal consort of Nityananda. Amito Durbhaga Oti Bushnav Na Chini. Chini means? Chini means? No. Na Chini means I don't know. Amito Durbhaga Oti. I am so unfortunate, I don't know. Who is Vaishnav? More kripa koriben Vaishnava apuni. Oh Vaishnav Thakur, I don't know that you are a Vaishnava. I am not showing you proper respect because I am unable to recognize you as a Vaishnava. How I can show you proper respect as a Vaishnava? But you are a Vaishnava, so you should not neglect me. Please shower your mercy unto me. Sri Guru Charane More Bhakti karo dan. Please shower your mercy so that I can develop love unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Je charan bole pai tattero sandhan. By the strength or by the mercy of my spiritual master, I'll get tattero sandhan means? Tattva means? Hari tattva. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam jadganam adhyam. I mean transcendental truth. So by his mercy we will be able to know who is the real tattva, who is the supreme personality of Godhead, what is the ultimate goal of my life. Not only Vaishnavas, he is begging mercy from the non-Vaishnavas. Those are not Vaishnavas, he is begging mercy from them also. Brahmana sakal kori kripa karo brahmana sakal kori kripa mor prati. All the brahmanas, please shower your mercy unto me. Vaishnav charane more deho dhrumati. Oh brahmanas, please shower your mercy so that I can surrender unto the Vaishnavas. He is begging mercy from the brahmanas so that he didn't want to become brahman. He wanted to get mercy from the Vaishnavas. Not only Brahmanas, he is begging mercy from Uccha Nicha Sarvajeev Charane Sharan. He wants to take shelter under the all the living entities, lower and higher. Loino Ami Dino Hino Akinchan. I am so fallen, lowborn and wretched. I have no spiritual wealth. So I am very insignificant. I want to take shelter under the lotus feet. Shakole koriya kripa deho more bor Vaishnave koruna korun ei granther ador. Shakole koriya kripa deho more bor. Shakole koriya kripa. Show your mercy and bless me. Whatever blessing he wants. I am going to write a book. Please shower your mercy so that Vaishnavas will accept that book. Vaishnava korun ei granther ador. So that I am writing that book. Please shower your mercy unto me so that all the Vaishnavas will love it. Ador. Grantha dara Vaishnava janer kripa pai. Why are you writing this book? Because by writing this book, I'll get mercy from the Vaishnavas. So he's not so proud, oh, I am so intelligent, I want to give something to the world. His mentality is not there. He's, by writing that, he wants to get mercy. Like you see, sometimes you may misunderstand, oh, why the Vaishnavas are so exalted, why they are writing their name in every song. In the lower part, every time they are writing their song, they are so puffed up. Why they are writing? Why are they writing their name? For copyright? Because, you see, what is written in the last line, when their name is there, you see the meaning why they are saying. Like, one line narottame karo daya apunare boli. You are saying to whom? To Krishna or Vaishnavas, you should shower your mercy to Narottam Das Thakur. So till now, whole the world, millions of devotees, they are praying to Krishna, oh Krishna, please shower your mercy to Narottam Das. They are so intelligent, huh? Narottam Karodaya Aponare Boli. He is praying to all this. Oh, we are singing song, but on behalf of Narottam Das Thakur, we are praying. So they are so humble. It is not their proud, that is why they are writing. They are so humble, they are writing like this. Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing so that Vaishnava will be like Gruntadara Vaishnavir Janar Kipapai, Vaishnav Jan. I'll get mercy. When they read this book, they'll shower mercy unto me. Vaishnav Kripa Krishna Lav Haya Bhai. Why you want to get mercy? Because by the mercy of the Vaishnavs, I'll get Krishna. Vaishnav Bimuk Jare Tahar Jivan Nirarthak Jana Bhai Prasiddha Vachan. Prasiddha Vachan means famous statement. What is that? Vaishnava Bhimukja. Those who are Bhimuk means averse. Averse of Vaishnavas. Their life is nirarthak, useless. Now he is presenting that song. So you can understand the humility of a Vaishnava. Before writing that book, he is praying in such a way. Artificially, you cannot bring that type of mentality. When you can relish food? When you are hungry. In the same way, when you are humble, that time we can relish this type of thing. If you are proud, we cannot relish. We can try ourselves artificially humble. Still we will get some taste. But if we are proud, we will not get the taste. So if we want to relish this taste, of a spiritual life, then there is no other than becoming humble. You can experience yourself during chanting. If you become so humble, so nice realization will come. But if you are puffed up, nothing will enter. But if you chant Holy Name with humility, so nice realization, how Krishna and Vaishnava is merciful, how to pray nicely, so niceness realization will come. That is, we should learn how to become humble from these acharyas. Then he is given the introduction of the book. What is there in the book? So, should I explain first or then we'll sing? Then we can relish more. Sri Vaikuntha Dhame Ache Nisriyasa Bon Tahe Shubha Pai Kalpo Taru Aganan. Sri Vaikuntha Dhame Ache, in Vaikuntha Dham, there is Nisriyasa means Nisriyasa Bon means auspicious forest. Nisriyasa means Param Mangalkari. What is the proper English? Most auspicious. In Vaikuntha Dham, there is a nice, auspicious forest. And in the forest, Taya Shobha Pai Kalpataru Aganan. Aganan means innumerable, ogrun, unginan. Tahe shobha pai means that forest is decorated with innumerable, wonderful trees. Tahe shobha pai kalpataru, desired tree. That forest, wonderful, auspicious forest in Vaikuntha Dham, that is filled up with, decorated with innumerable desired trees. Tahamaje ek kollan kalpataru raj, nityakal nityadhame koreno viraj. Amongst all the trees, there is one tree, amongst them, ek kollan kalpataru raj. One tree, this tree, who is Bhaktivinoda trying to present now, he said, this tree was there in Vaikuntha Dham. Kollankari, auspicious, mangalkari, kollan. Kalpataru Raj. Raj means king of the all trees. Nitya kal, nitya dhame. In that eternal dham, he was residing eternally. Koreno Viraj. Viraj means he is residing. Skandatra achetar apurva darshan upadesh upalabdhi uchhas ganan. That tree has three branches. Upadesh, upalabdhi and uchhas. Upadesh means upadesh, instruction. And after upadesh, what happens? After hearing something, upalabdhi, enlightenment. And after upalabdhi, what happens? Uchhas, ecstasy. There are three stages. First stage, upadesh. Second, upalabdhi. And uchhas. Don't think that you are engineer student, that is why you have studied so many acronyms. My Bhaktivinoda Thakur given acronyms. Listen, all I studied U. U. Upadesh, upalabdhi, uchhas. Sometimes people make like, oh, I'm so intelligent. I have, you're so nice. Huh? Everything starts with you. But this type of knowledge is we have borrowed from Bhaktivinoda Thakur and previous acharyas. Yes, already given. This is so nice system. Upadesh. Sometimes sadhana, sadachar, siddhant, seva. Okay. Saddhaya. So many things you can yes or no more in yes. Sadhusan. Sankirtan. There's so many things. Shubhakti prasunna tahe oti shubha pai kollan namak fal aganan tai. Shubhakti prasunna tahe oti shubha pai kollan namak fal aganan tai. In the tree there are so many wonderful flower bloom there, and from the flower there are so many unlimited fruits. Kollan namak phal. That fruit also is known as kollan. Why is this tree is called mango tree? Because fruit is mango. Why jackfruit tree? Fruit is jackfruit. Why kollan kalpataru? Fruit is kollan. That is why the tree is called kollan kalpataru. Je sujon e bitopi koreno ashray. কৃষ্ণ সেবা সুকল্যাণ ফল তার হয়। যে সুজন, সুজন মিন্স নাইস পিপল, সুজন, যে সুজন এ বিটোপি, বিটোপি মিন্স, বিটোপি মিন্স ট্রি, এ বিটোপি মিন্স দিস কল্যাণ কল্পতরু, করেন আশ্রয়, হি হু উইল টেক শেল্টার অ্যান্ড টু দিস হি হু দি ইন্টেলিজেন্ট পার্সন জেন্টলম্যান উইল টেক শেল্টার অ্যান্ড টু দিস অসপিশিয়াস ডিজায়ার ট্রি কৃষ্ণ সেবা সুকল্যাণ ফল তার হয়, হি উইল গেট ওয়ান্ডারফুল ফ্রুট ইন দি ফর্ম অফ, ইন দি ফর্ম অফ সার্ভিস টু কৃষ্ণ, লাইক ইভ আর ইন চার্জ ইন দি ভয়েস গিভ সাম সার্ভিস, উই থিঙ্ক প্রভু মে বি আনহ্যাপি উইথ মি অলওয়েজ হি গিভস গিভিং সার্ভিস টু মি, বাট হিয়ার উই সিং ইফ ইউ গেট সার্ভিস দ্যাট মিন্স দ্যাট ইজ উই আর সো ফর্চুনেট দ্যাট ইজ হি ইজ গিভিং সার্ভিস। উইল আর প্রাইম মিনিস্টার টেল ইউ ড্রাইভ মাই কার, উইল আর প্রাইম মিনিস্টার টেল ইউ ইফ ইউর স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার কামস অ্যান্ড ওকে ইউ ক্যান ড্রাইভ মাই কার, হাউ উইল ফিল, হরি বল, দ্যাট মিন্স when he is giving service that means he is happy with me, forget about them, think about yourself, to whom you will give some responsible duty, to whom you trust more, if you don't trust anyone will you give some responsible service, so if our authority has given some service that means he trust me, we should feel happy, but we are so rascal, oh, Prabhu, are you unhappy with me? Always you are giving, telling me, me, me. If we get some service, that means we should feel happy. Here he is saying, they will get fruit in the form of service. So if we get some service, we should feel so happy that Krishna has recognized me, he is accepting my service, he is giving me service through his pure devotee. We should feel happy. If we don't feel happy, like if a spiritual master said, okay, can you cook something for me? Maharaj, I can cook, but I have not yet finished my chanting. Should I chant or I'll cook? What the spiritual master said, no, no, chanting is more important than cooking. You better you chant. That is the last thing, eh? No more service. So, when you get service, if you are not feel happy, then you will not get service anymore. Huh? Don't misuse this golden opportunity. If you get some service, accept it wholeheartedly. Acharya said, a hungry man, if you get food, what will happen? If he is not, someone is not eating for few days, if he gets food, suddenly what will happen? He will start to eat with both hands. And we are hankering Krishna's service for how many lives? Minimum 8.4 million species of life. Maybe more than that, minimum 8.4 million. So after that we got some service to Krishna and still we are averse to accept. So how unfortunate. So Krishna Shiva Shukalan Phal Tarhai. He will get Kalan Phal in the form of service to Krishna. Sri Guru Charan Kipa Samartha Lavhiya Eheno Apurva Viksho Dila Maniya. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Sri Guru Charan Kipa Samartha Lagya. Samartha means strength. It is not that I have brought that tree from Vaikuntha Dham. People know, oh, you're so proud. You were from Vaikuntha Dham. No, I have not. It is by the mercy of my spiritual master, actually, I brought it. Sri Guru Charan Kipa Samartha Labhya. With the mercy of my spiritual master, with that strength, I brought it here. Eheno apurva vriksha dilavaniya. Eheno, like this, apurva. Apurva means not in purva. Purva means past. So apurva means not, it is not present in the past. That is apurva. Man, first time. Vriksha dilamaniya. Now, these two lines are very attractive, very favorite to me. Taniya anite vriksha e karkosh man nashilo ihar shobha shuno sadhu jan. So humble, no? Can you understand the meaning? Who understood that meaning? Taniya means khiskelana. Is that because of panpakad? Taniyana means pulling, dragging. It is best word for dragging. When I drag taniya anite, when I was dragging that vriksha tree, a karkash man, karkash means harsh, karkash man, because this song, this tree in the song form, that means made up with sound. So, harsh words. So, I dragged the tree through my harsh word. Like, people can bring please one glass of water. How will you feel? I mean, hey, ek glass wine nahi diya tha na? Kya glass nahi dega? So, both are bringing water, but there is some. आप लोगों को कोई ट्रेनिंग नहीं दिया है एक सन्यासी क्लास में बैठे एक क्लास पानी देना चाहिए पता नहीं हम लोग अगेन यूज दैट टाइप ऑफ वर्ड ऑल्सो सो दैट इज कर्कश वर्ड हार्श वर्ड सो भक्तिवर ठाकुर सेड माय वर्ड इज लाइक दैट आई एम नॉट अ जेंटलमैन my word is not also so soft. My word is harsh. When I drag that tree with my harsh mind, nashilo ihar shobha shuno sadhujan. I have destroyed the beauty of that tree. Nashilo means destroy. Ihar shobha, its beauty. Shuno sadhujan, O devotees, O Vaishnavas, please listen. Actually, the way, the form I am presenting it to, actually it is not like that. It was not like that. It is so beautiful in Vaikuntha Dham. But it is my mistake when I was dragging with my harsh mind, that in wise his beauty has lost. That is my fault. But tomra shakule hao Ebrikshara Mali. Mali means? Gardener. So I brought that tree, but it is not my property. You are the gardener of the tree. So he is so magnanimous. Huh? He brought that tree. He is not saying it is my tree. It is you are the gardener. But as a gardener, what you should do? Yes. Subdhavari diya Puno karo roposhali. You should pour water. What type of water? Shuddha bari. Bari means? Bari means water. Bari bindu. Bari means water. Bari shabda nahi aata. Bari Shatrut kya hai? The Bari. Vaise Barunde. Barsha. Bari. Bari atta? Water. What type of water? Shraddha Bari. You should pour water in the form of faith. When you listen this song, you should listen with faith. Shraddha Bari diya apuno. Pun again. Karo rupo shali. Make it again beautiful. This tree was so beautiful in Vaikuntha Dham. It is my mistake. It became, its beauty has distorted, lost. But you are the gardener of the tree. You should implant it again in your heart. And if you regularly pour water in the form of faith, then again the same beauty will manifest in your heart. So nice example, huh? How people can intelligent like this, huh? Can you think? Have you ever think this type of thing in your whole life? People become so intelligent like that? Huh? When I first time read that, I became, oh, what is this? What is writing? Here he is writing and this is so humble. His presenting was so nice way, nobody think he is proud. He is so careful about committing offense and so that people say, oh, he is so proud. He presented so nice way, everybody will be submissive and respectful. Pholibe kollan phal jugal shevan. And if you pour water, then fruit will come in the form of jugal shevan. You'll get, that means if you hear this song with faith, then you'll get chance to serve Radha and Krishna. Koriba shakale mili taha ashadan. Then he's saying, when the fruit will come, then everybody will taste that fruit. What does it mean? That means everybody should implant that tree in your heart and pour water in the form of faith. And after that, what will you do? You'll make feast with that fruit. Koriba shakule mili taha ashadan. Nitya means? N-I-T-Y-A. Nitya means daily. N-R-I-T-Y-A. Nitya means? Dance. Nitya kari hari bolo. It is not enough. Nitya kari hari bolo means? Nitya kari hari bolo means? Chant Haribol with dancing. Nitya kari hari bolo. Khao seva phal. Seva phal khao. That means? Seva phal khao means? Sar Krishna. That is, what is the phal? Sar Krishna. The khao seva phal means? Sar Krishna. Radha Krishna. Bhakti vale karo dur kutar ko anal. Kutar ko anal atha? Ye phaltu jhagda karna. Kutar ko anal means? This quarreling, this argument actually like fire. If we argue with someone, what is the benefit? The heart will burn. So, bhakti vale karo dur kutar ko anal. If you form faith, just serve this, then with the help of bhakti, all this type of kutarko. Kutarko means? You know tarko. Tarko means? argument and good arguments?
Bad arguments.
Useless. What is the term?
Useless arguments.
Blazing forest for that useless arguments that I will now begin to describe one by one in the first chapter of this book. So, Andre Holson, this is the introduction. Can you imagine what is there inside? Just I explained to give you some taste. What is there? And in the Upadesh, there's so many wonderful songs, 19 songs. And after that will come? Upadesh, Upalabdhi. Then? Uchhash. Just see what is their Upadesh. 19 Upadesh. Shiksha and Diksha Guru. First, this is first Upadesh. What is the importance of Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru? No, actually, that is another. First Upadesh is reset from here. The soul's real position is first Upadesh. Second Upadesh, mundane lust versus spiritual lust. Third, scientific doubts resolved. Fourth one, demigod worship put into perspective. Fifth one, impersonal doubts versus personal truth. Sixth one, scholarly logic kicked out. Seventh, hot joke is unnecessary. Hot joke means? Ashtanga joke. Eighth, merging with Brahman is foolish. Ninth, caste pride is false. Tenth one, mundane knowledge is most hurtful. Why? There are some snakes. Venomous snake and non-venomous snake. Which one is danger? Why? Okay. Then? Huh? You should not go to snake. What is the problem? Huh? No, you should not go to this. Go nearer to the snake. How will bite? But another danger is there. Those are venomous snakes. They bears money in their head. The high voltage, high light. So, more venomous, more powerful, money in their head. Non-venomous, no money, jewel in their head. So if the snake, there's no jewels in the head, nobody will go to him. But if the venomous snake, the jewel in the head, the people will attract. Though he knows very well that he's poisonous, but he'll still will try to take some risk to take that jewel. The Mandela scholar people like venomous snake. Ignorant people, they cannot pollute so much because people will not go there. But the scholar people, they have so much mundane knowledge. And by seeing that, people will attract. Their knowledge like jewels, and They will, when they'll come, they'll bite and pour their poison in the form of material knowledge. That is why mundane knowledge is most harmful. 11. Bodily beauty is temporary. Madness for wealth is ridiculous. Sannyas, not as important as devotion. Fourteenth, traveling on pilgrimage not necessary. 15th, austerity and penances defined. 16th, cheating devotees are rejectable. 17th, fault finders of the disciplic succession rectify. 18th, bogus ecstatic symptoms. Do you know that? What Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati say? Charanar Bhav. Have you heard that? Charanar Bhav? You have not heard. Still there is in Bengal. It's a competition. Like especially Ratha Jatra and this type of festival, Durga Puja. They'll bring some team, doll. So one village, they brought a famous Kirtaniya party during Gaurapura festival. The Kirtaniya is so famous, when he started Kirtan, he becomes so ecstatic, he becomes unconscious half an hour. So people become so, these people, these villagers are so, these people are, the other village people, they are thinking we are defeated because that village has brought some people, some singer, he is so, what is called, exalted devotee. He became unconscious half an hour. So other villagers become defeated by that. So though that village will bring more better Kirtaniya. And as much as money they want, will give. But condition, at least he should become faint at least more than 2 hours. That is the Magh month, Gaur Purnima time. But by organizing any festival, it takes some time. But organizing it takes, comes Baishak Mash. After 2-3 months, therefore. The Baishak is so much hot. Chaitya Kirtaniya started Kirtan, it became faint. And sand is too hot. After 10 minutes, meditation broke. Then the villagers become ashamed. Just, what happens? We want to give you a lot of money. At least you should faint more than 2 hours. Why you woke up? Our pastries are punctured already. And that village, that Kirtaniya is chanted more than, fainted more than half an hour. Then he said, Charanar Bhav, how long they will persist? Charanar Bhav means he took ganja that cost 4 anas. So he can lull that nesha. The intoxication power cannot last more than 10 minutes. That Bhakti Siddhanta says, Charanar Bhav. The bhogas ecstatic symptom. And last one. Lust is not devotion. So I have seen all these points actually be covered in device. Radha Shambhu tried to present all these things. So that is in basic, all these things actually required. So you are so fortunate. Without reading that song, you already got all this knowledge, essence. And after getting that, then will come upalabdhi. So this acharyas, so not only, only devotion, so how much intelligent are they? See, in upalabdhi, what is the first upalabdhi? Whole life wasted. Second was upalabdhi. Second upalabdhi, bereft of devotees, of devotees. Time wasted in karma. Poisonous Mayavad philosophy. Mayavad philosophy is?
Poisonous.
Remedy for Mayavad and misery. And this is part one actually. Second part, material life is not nice. How material hopes increase? Bhakti and mukti rejected. Rare human birth wasted. Dulab manav janma labhya sansar. The nature of the misled or siddha deha. Third part. Sambandha, avidya, prayojan, they explain. And lastly, imitation model of Vaikunth. This Sambandha, avidya, prayojan, last third branch is Uchchash. Uchchash has three parts also. Prarthana, Tishtayot, Doino Vodhika, Lalashamai, Shang Prarthanatmika. So Doino Vodhika, Kabe Sri Krishna Mare Koribena Daya. Have you heard this song? Kabe Sri Krishna Mare Koribena Daya. Who has heard this song? Not everyone. Okay, let's sing this song. Should I explain that or should I sing? Okay. Kabe Sri Chaitanya More Koribena Daya. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be? Shower his causeless mercy unto me. Kabe Ami Paibo Vaishnava Pada Chaya. When I'll get the shade of the Vaishnava's lotus feet. Kabe Ami Chariboye Bishay Abhiman. When I'll give up? Bishoy Abhiman means? What is Bishoy? Bishoy, Bishoy means? Yes, Bishoy is poison, that's true. That is why from that is come, Bish. From Bish come, Bishoy. Where there is poison, Bish, that thing actually Bishoy. So everything in this material world actually Bishoy. आप कौन विषय में पढ़ते हैं? तो भी विषय है आपका सब्जेक्ट भी ये सब्जेक्ट ऑल्सो विषय ये सारे विषय संपत्ति वो क्या है दिस आर सो एवरीथिंग एक्चुअली विषय व्हाई व्हाई ऑल दिस विषय बिकॉज Actually, that belongs to Krishna. When we are using that time it becomes Bishoy. Bish. Otherwise, it is not Bishoy. There are money in the bank. If you bring it, you will put into the jail. Money is not there. Some other people is taking the money. For him, it is not offense. But as I am not the owner, if I take, I'll get punishment. In this way, Krishna is the owner of this world. So when you want to enjoy, that time he turns into Bish. So that is Bishoy Abhiman. If we think, I am the owner and controller, that mentality actually Bishoy. I have that degree, I am that boss, I... unable to bow down. Bishoy Abhiman. Abhiman means? Over pride. Pride of? Bishoy means material degree, position. Kabe Vishnu jane ami koribo samman. When I'll be? When I'll show my respect to the Vishnu Vaishnavas? How we should respect the Vaishnavas? We should try to practice that. There are some steps. Still in Bengal, this culture is there. First one, Galavastra. Galavastra means? What does it mean is Vastra? Cloth. Galavastra means? Cloth in the neck. So that is the sign of humility. Like sometimes if we put uttare like this, like prestige, no? But if you put uttare like this, this is humility. This is called galavastra. You should wrap your neck with cloth and galavakritanjali, folded hand. With holding this cloth, with folded hand, we approach someone. That is the sign of humility. One should approach towards a Vaishnava in such a way. Still in Bengal, that culture is there. If you someone want to go for invitation, if you don't invite in such a way, they will not come. Like, especially like sons or daughters' marriage or father has died, he want to invite. If you don't in such a way, they will reject. Nobody will come in your ceremony. I don't know if there in a childhood we have seen that type of thing. Yes, someone has sent his child to invite and child is not done proper etiquette. All the villagers says they are meeting, will not go there. And they have not invited us properly. Then that message will go, then father will again come and pay down, please forgive me, I have no time. Again, he will invite in sase. Otherwise, he has cooked a lot of things. Thousands of people, nobody will go. Lowest everything. Very dangerous situation. Galavastra Kitanjali Vaishnava Nikote. That is not enough. Dante Tirnodhari Daraiva Nishkapati. And one should. Dante Tirnodhari. Holding straw in between the teeth. Why? Why? Why sign of humility? Why sign of humility? Holding teeth? Holding grass in between teeth? Why sign of humility? No, because who holds grass in the teeth?
Animal.
So one should feel himself like animal. Humble like, consider I am in front of you, you are a human being, I am animal. That type of humility. That is not enough. Daraivo, one should stand. If you go somewhere, immediately sit down in the chair. Oh, I have said, no. If you go somewhere, until this senior Vaishnava is not giving you permission to sit down, you should not sit. That culture has actually lost. If you go somewhere, until he is not giving permission, you should not sit. Daraivo. That is not enough. Another thing, nishkapate. That is the external sign. And internal humility, nishkapat. Nishkapat means without duplicity. Heart should be clean. This is external thing. Galavastra, first one. Second one, Kritanjali. Third one, straw in the stick, straw in the in between the teeth. And fourth one, stand. And internal symptom actually, nishkapat. And if you go in front of this type of Vaishnava, how you should return from there? Do you know that system? You cannot show him back, your backside. After paying obeisances, you should come backwards. You cannot show your backside to him. That is the sign of respect. That is enough? No, more than. Kandiya, kandiya. And one should cry in front of the Vaishnavas. Kandiya, kandiya, janaiva dukkho gram. Gram means? Gram means plural number. Dukkha gram. Dukkha gram means so much dukkha. Dukkha gram means my miseries. We should submit our fallen condition, miserable condition, by crying. Kandiya, kandiya, jana ivo dukkha gram. And what do you want from them? What you should want from them? Please give me a job. Please bless me so that I can resign from my job. You see? Sangsar anullo hoite magibo bisram. Actually, this type of active material activity actually like a burn, fire. Isn't it people burning in the office? Going 8 a.m., coming 10 p.m. Isn't it burning there? So what will you beg from a devotee? Bisram. Bisram means? Relief. Bisram means rest, relief. From where? Sangsar anal. We are suffering in this material world. Please show your causeless mercy so that I can, free from there, I can join ISKCON. Shuniya amar dukkho. Vaishnava Thakur, by hearing my petition, sorrowful petition, Vaishnava Thakur, Amalagi Krishna Abhay Divena Prachur. Amalagi means, for me, he will pray to Krishna. So that is the system of asking something. If we directly ask from Krishna, Krishna may not give. But if someone, some Vishnu objects on behalf of me, that will be granted. Amalagi Krishna Ave Devina Prachur. Then Vishnu will, what is your name?
Akash.
Batash. Akash. So, if you tell Prabhu, can you beg for on behalf of me? Then if he goes to Radha Bindaman Chandra, this Akash Prabhu has come to me. So he is begging, he wants to free from all materialistic activities. Oh Radha Bindaman, please shower your mercy. Will Krishna listen then? Yes. Because he may not listen your prayer. Because he will listen his devotee's prayer. We are not devotee. That is why if you want to beg something, we should beg through devotees. Amalagi Krishna Abe Divino Prachur. If you beg one time, and the devotee will beg on behalf of me many times, Prachur. Vaishnavero Abedane Krishna Dayamoy. When the Vaishnava will beg on behalf of me, then Krishna Dayamoy. Eheno Pamoro Puti Habeno Shadai. Pamor means sinful. Eheno Pamor. I am so sinful. Still, Krishna will be merciful unto me by hearing Vaishnava's prayer. Eheno Vaishnava Puti Habeno Shadai. Like the way we are practicing bhakti, we are now respectful person in this society. Am I true? Am I true? But can you think our past simple activities? If we can remember all these things, can we come in such a position in our, by our endeavor? There's no hope. But how we have come over here? Yes, some devotee on behalf of me begged in front of Krishna, Gaur Nitai. That is why we are practicing Krishna consciousness. We don't know. Like a small child is enjoying father's opulence. He or she does not know from where he is getting. Now his parents has earned that. In the same way, we are junior devotees. We are getting so much pleasure in devotional life. We are practicing bhakti. We are so popped up. We are challenging some people, saying rascals, so many things. From where we are getting strength? Some devotee has prayed for us. Have you heard that type of thing? Anybody has prayed for you? Have you heard? Have you heard? Someone has prayed for you? No, have you heard that? Or just imagining? You have heard. Good thing. But we are hearing also, like, what is it? Samavet Gaur Bhakta Binda Ki. All goes to the assembled devotees. What happens? Like, Akashpur is a pure devotee. He's saying all goes to the assembled devotees. So I will be glorified. As a Akashpur, pure devotee like Akashpur is saying all glories to the assembled devotees, then I am included there. I will be glorified. Not only assembled devotees. Anantakoti Gaur Bhakta Vindaki. Anantakoti. Some devotee from New Earth, he is saying Anantakoti Gaur Bhakta Vindaki. He is giving my glory also. So that is why still we are surviving. It is not we are surviving due to our practicing Krishna consciousness. So that is why we should beg in sasi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Binodero Nivedan Vaishnava Charane Kripa Kori Sange Laho Ei Akinchane. Bhaktivinoda Thakur he is begging unto the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. He is saying, Kripa kori sange laho. Mercifully, please take me with you. Ei akinchane. Akinchan means who has no material possession. So we can? No, we should pray. No. Kobe si Chaitanya more koribe na daya. Sing that low piece, Kobe si Chaitanya more koribe na daya. Chaitanya more koribe na daya. Kabe ami charibhoi bishaya vima.
Yeah. Thank you. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Prabhupada
Prabhupada ki Go Prabhupada This song is with sang from which part? Upadesh, Upalabdhi or Uchchash?
Uchchash.
So can you imagine Uchchash is like that? We are humble like that. That is Uchchash. It is not that with pressure we should sing like that. You should sing this out of ecstasy. Now what is there in Upadesh? Then we can sing like this. That is we should know that Upadesh also. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. So, we are very grateful to His Holiness Bhakti Prem Swami Maharaj that he is continued showering his mercy. Like Maharaj was explaining, only Vaishnavas, if they pray for us, there is hope for us. So we beg at Maharaj's lotus feet that he can pray for all of us, we can render some service to Srila Prabhupada and his mission and go ahead in all of our devotional service ecstatically like Maharaj is himself practicing and showing by his example. Let us express our gratitude to His Holiness Bhakti Prem Swami Maharaj by loudly chanting 3 times. They were all very really touched, Maharaj. I told you, some of the devotees were not there. We came last time to Ujjain. It was really memorable for them. It's like, never forget that experience. So much love devotees expressed and they gave classes and overall that Vaishnava atmosphere, epitome of Vaishnava culture. It was really inspiring. Came back with such immense treasure of Vaishnava culture and lifestyle in our hearts. It was October
20th.
22. 22nd. 23. October. 23. September, October 23.
I was Bangladesh. You got
association of many devotees.
I went Bangladesh 12th October. 2nd November I returned. So I was
You are not fortunate. Now at least fortune has arrived. So we pray that Maharaj keeps coming here. This is 3rd time and it should not remain. Continue coming and shower His mercy on all of us. Revo.
That time we have been Brahmacharyas.
His Holiness Bhakti Prem Swami Maharaj ki
Jordan 3 of the Arikar,
Thank you.